Okay. All right, guys, it is 4 o'clock and Tom, we really appreciate agreeing to be the last speaker of the day. So I've got Tom Greenaway, who's going to tell us how we fix our mistakes. Very important lessons. He leads KPMG's tax controversy services practice in New England. The practice works on behalf of clients with IRS revenue agents, revenue officers, specialists, IRS counsel attorneys, managers, appeals officers, and other revenue agents throughout New England, across the country and around the world. Tom focuses on representing clients before the IRS, from rulings, voluntary disclosures, through examination, appeals, and post-appeals dispute resolution. So let's give a warm welcome to Tom.
Thanks, Lee. And right back at you. This is, first off, I have to thank Maxine for inviting me to this wonderful conference. And it's really an honor to be here at the University of Texas and with this group. It's, you know, this conference has a really good reputation around the country, and I'm delighted to be part of it. And I'm delighted to be the anchorman, bringing you guys home to the last segment of the second day of a pretty long conference. And I do like the sense of humor that Maxine and the other planners did. So you guys learned how to do it right with all the other segments. And then I come in at the end and be like, okay, after you screw it up, then here's how we're going to fix the mistakes. And I did like, of course, the commissioner's point about mistakes. I mean, just such a wonderful, humble man and a wise man, right? If I'm with him, if I'm making one mistake a week, I'm having a good week. We all make mistakes, and the longer we go in our professional careers and in our lives, we realize that, and we come to these things, I hope, with each other and especially with ourselves, with a sense of empathy and grace. Like, it's going to happen, and if you're in a big organization, you have the benefit of having other people around you. But, you know, in a professional community, even if you're not in a big organization, you should and you do have others you can reach out to say, hey, listen, I'm in a little bit of a pickle here, or even better, my client's in a little bit of a pickle. How do we get them out of a jam? So just in terms of a structure for this conversation over the next hour, certainly invite questions. I'd love to take case studies and just work them through real situations that you guys may be dealing with, but just spend a couple minutes on scope, what we're going to talk about, what we're not going to talk about. Baseline, level setting everybody on the standards that we're talking about here, whether AICPA, Circular 230, or the model rules that apply to attorneys. Then I'm going to hit some of these principles, standards, and doctrines that govern, kind of frame the way we think about these mistakes and how do we deal with them over time. And then we'll jump into basically in a timeline series. Okay, now what do we do? What are my options to fix this mistake? And not surprisingly, options dwindle over time. But Scott's point in the last presentation is a good one. Sooner or later, the statute of limitations is going to take care of most of our problems, right? Okay, so just, I guess, before we get on scope, what we're talking about here are mistakes, right? I'm not talking about intentional wrongdoing, right? That's fraud, that's criminal, that's bad. I don't really care that much for the purpose of this conversation about how much culpability do we have here, because that really bears on the question of penalties. If it's something, you know, are you negligent? Let's just say, for the sake of this discussion, just a mistake happened. It should have been black and you said white. And we're going to talk a little bit about the shades of gray in the middle and some of the fact uncertainties that we have to grapple with that we don't even know if we're right or wrong, right? And we're only going to talk about self-help options here. It actually dovetails nicely with the rest of the program because, for instance, Jenny's, I've got a bunch of slides that we're not going to go through, but I want you to make sure you guys have them on fixing partnership issues yourself. Jenny talked about what happens when the IRS comes in and starts proposing adjustments. But a lot of that work is done by practitioners fixing stuff on our own without the help of the IRS. So we're not going to be talking about voluntary disclosures and the other ways we fix mistakes with the IRS. We're going to talk about private practice obligations. So I'm not going to talk about what obligations we have when we're working inside the government, or importantly, what obligations we have as private practitioners when the government screws up. I had a case, actually it was just yesterday, we had tax adjustment, income tax adjustment, and the appeals officer had proposed cutting the accuracy-related penalty in half, 10%.